Hi everyone, it's Adrian. So we're going to begin by following the natural rhythm of our breath, so just breathing in and out. Just expanding deeper and deeper with every breath you take. To the wisdom of the conscious heart. Kind four to the temple of the great central sun angels. The spiritual hierarchy governing this mentorship. Each of our councils of light in the all-consuming violet transmuting flame. Leaving in, around, through, and between us, clearing the space. Breathing in and breathing out. As a portal of light begins opening above our head. Guiding us into the temple of the great central sun. As we are rising higher and higher into this portal of light, the great central sun angels singing, toning, chanting the sacred names of our own source energy. So rising higher and higher, expanding, opening into the sacred space, clearing and aligning our energies for our highest state of well-being. Clearing any negativity, fear, discord. Any entities, elemental life force energies. Discarnates. Clearing the space. For a pure transmission, just liquid light, and from the temple of the great central sun. And joining us this evening is the Seraphim Angels. Coming forth on our behalf and answering the call of any desires we have, any needs, anything we're wanting assistance with. These particular angels are really gifted at miracles, manifesting things in physical form. And so again, just breathing in and breathing out. Noticing as these seraphim angels are supporting each of us, and that each of us has our own seraphim angel that is enfolding us this evening. There may be more than one, depending on what you have going on. You might have three or four or a whole team. Again, it's just kind of based on what's happening in your life right now. and the support that you need. Feels like they're specifically wanting to help us to make a jump in our reality, to kind of raise the vibration of our energies to a higher reality, one that is more in alignment, more resonant, more peaceful for our true self. So again, just breathing in and breathing out. I want you to sink deep within your heart center. Breathing in and breathing out, sinking deep within your heart center. Connecting into the temple of your soul. Just let yourself really drop in to this sacred space within the temple of your own soul. Just feeling how deeply and unconditionally loved and safe you are in this space. Just breathing in, knowing that I am deeply and unconditionally, divinely loved beyond measure. And as you feel your heart start to expand, and allowing in the love of these particular angels, it's in the power of their love that they use to kind of make these miracles come forth in manifested form. So again, you're opening to this higher depth of love. And the quality of this vibrational love is melting, transmuting, requalifying our fears. And so this may take a moment. It's calming down our nervous system, our adrenals, our mental body, calming our emotions. Again, coming down deeper and deeper. folded in a loving embrace, this golden ball of light and love. And just feeling safer, unconditionally safe, unconditionally loved. And dropping your breath down beneath your solar plexus now. Continuing to open with curiosity and compassion. Allowing any emotions, anything that's laying low, to come to the surface for graceful resolution, harmonious perfection, divine right alignment. Particularly any issues that you feel kind of in a quandary about, you don't really have an answer for, that you're struggling with, that you have a desire to have an answer for, something that almost may feel a little bit out of your reach. Again, just breathing in and breathing out. And as you drop deep into your belly, noticing anything in your life right now that you want assistance with, a graceful resolution, a miracle. A divine intervention. Divine wisdom or peace around. And so whatever is being stored in the belly, anything there, you want to breathe into it. The issue, the person, the situation, the desire, the request, the problem, whatever it is, breathe into it. And just allow your belly to start unraveling the emotions as these seraphim angels are helping us. They're a very majestic angel. And they're just opening up fields of possibility. Pure potential. So you're wanting to unravel your mind. And your ego, your projections. Unraveling what you think you know to be true. And the limitations of what you think the answers or possibilities may be. And so you want to drop into, I wonder what the seraphim angels, my cosmic Christ presence, the sacred fire of God, how can help me in this situation? That serves everyone's highest benefit. And turning it over to the altar of the silent watcher, like just placing it on the sacred fire. Transmuting our own fears, projections, issues. And again, they're really wanting us to bring to the table the thing that's been impossible for you, the thing that you haven't done for years, the thing you've been meaning to do or wanting to do, the thing you're not sure how to do. So they're really wanting us to bring to the table tonight the situations in our life that feel impossible, the job we feel trapped at, the living situation, family member, political situations, just things that you feel powerless to, that feel overwhelming. That just feel almost impossible. You're not sure how to solve this, create this, manifest it, change it, release it. So again, breathing into the impossible situation, the one that you most have been struggling with. And so again, just breathing through any of your fears, discord, letting it fully unravel in your belly area. And now as the seraphim angels are coming forth, and again with the majesty of their angelic light, wisdom, love, power, peace, purity, just feeling them directing their consciousness, their conscious light into this situation that you have been struggling with, battling with, trying to work through, asking for guidance on. And again, you're just letting their love literally fund you. As we start harmonizing within us, we're going to start opening, aligning to the divine masculine and the divine feminine within us. So for a lot of people, they've been upset with the elections. And it's in the collective really strongly, especially the closer we're getting to, November 8th. And if you could just begin thinking about the political figures as archetypes, like moving away from the personality and all the things that are going on, and consider that, you know, of an energy of this magnitude, it's not the people themselves that we're actually reacting to as much at this point as it is the archetype that they're representing in each of us. Whatever those unresolved issues are, usually a mother and a father pattern, and right now we happen to have a male and a female candidate, so it's kind of heightened these issues, right? And so that's one place that this can show up, but you might also find that there's power struggles in your money, power struggles in your health and well-being, power struggles in your relationship. And what it is a power struggle inside of you. The political one is just an example I was using, but because it's such a big topic right now. But I want you to notice the power struggles within you, the right and the wrong, the light and the dark, the good and the bad. But in this case, healing within us, moving from where we have these patterns with our parents, giving ourselves full permission to have the life we actually really want in whatever the situation may be that you've pulled to the table tonight. And we're going to ask for the support within us from the divine masculine and feeling this presence coming forth. And what does it feel like in your energy field, the divine masculine? A supportive hand, an encouraging presence, believing, having faith in you. And then breathing in to the divine feminine, Noticing how the divine feminine feels. And again, we're moving beyond the mother and father patterns to have this internal presence within you, this wholeness. And so feeling the divine feminine. Notice if it feels nurturing, loving, warm, embracing, and how you'd like to feel supported by the divine masculine and feminine energies within your own divinity. And again, opening you to all the possibilities of your life, feeling the support, this nurturance, this helping hand, this encouragement, for you to take this next step in your own inner evolution, to say yes to whatever may be next for you in your life, asking for the support. Out loud, everybody's on mute, so you can do this out loud if you want, but asking for exactly the support that you want, again, as these seraphim angels are coming forth to bless us in the energy. Okay, and so feeling the seraphim angels sending forth their golden radiant light. Their light consciousness blessing the issue that we've brought forward. Feeling the divine feminine and masculine energies. Feeling unconditionally safe. Unconditionally supported, empowered. Unconditionally loved. And that it's okay. And that the more peaceful you feel inside yourself, the more peaceful this life transition can be for you. Of whatever you may have brought forth. And they're now sealing this request in the golden radiant light of the seraphim consciousness. They're sealing our request, the energy, us. In this energy of divine grace and blessings. In and breathing out. And just having faith, knowing that thy will be done. That whatever we've made a request for, the answer will come, the resolution, the resource, in a way that's going to serve the highest good of all. And the seraphim are mostly just saying just to be open to the blessing. That's all we have to do is just open to the energy. So we give thanks, this is done, and so it is. I'm going to come back on the line just to see if there's any questions this evening. So does anybody have any questions this evening about what we're working with the seraphim tonight? Okay, so Again, before you go to bed tonight, I would just sort of kind of breathe back into this energy. And it's just, I'm open. I'm open and willing to receive the blessing of the seraphim, just knowing that it'll serve my highest good. And just let it be and let's see what happens. There's usually a perfect timing to how this energy moves, and we're going to trust that as well. But that's what they're here for, is they're literally asking us to bring us the hardest subject that we may have going on in our life right now, whatever that may be. So thank you for being on the call this evening, and we'll just see what happens. So if you guys have anything that comes up, you're welcome to give me a call, and I'd also love to hear the outcomes of how this ends up playing out for each of us. So, okay, well, thank you, and you have a good night.
Thank you,
Adrienne.
Thanks. Thank
Okay,
you.
good night.
Bye.